For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Heather Engel. Joining me today is Aviad Hasnas, Chief Technology Officer at Cynet Security. Cynet is developing the world's first end-to-end, natively automated cybersecurity platform with 24/7 service, specifically designed to streamline security for lean security teams. Learn more about our sponsor at cynet.com. That's C-Y-N-E-T.com. Aviad, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Heather. Nice being here. Thanks for inviting me.
Today, we are talking about security platforms and how a chief information security officer or chief technology officer can choose the right platform for their organization. So I'd like to start by asking you first, what is meant by security platform? Does this mean a single pane of glass dashboard for all things security? Is it more than that? Can you take us through what a security platform actually is?
So that's actually a great question. A security platform refers to the technology you use to manage protections for an organization's data, users, applications, and network. The more comprehensive the platform is, the better it is usually. So for example, security platforms can provide protection not only for the organizational internal network, but also for additional assets like email infrastructure, SaaS and cloud applications, ability to discover misconfigurations or possible vulnerabilities, and more. Security platforms can also provide SOC or MDR services, so Security Operations Center or a managed detection and response services as part of the platform, depending on the type of market that they cater usually. Security platforms are increasingly necessary as threat actors actively explode in volume and sophistication.
So you mentioned some really great benefits. What might cause an organization to want or need a security platform? What if I already have a really strong internal IT team? Is this still something that I should consider?
So that's actually also a very good question. The benefits of having a cost-effective cybersecurity platforms are enhanced organizational resilience and business continuity, which basically results in a boosted bottom line. But those advantages can be compromised by major drawbacks when cybersecurity vendor procurement is approached as a generic question with copy-paste answer. In reality, cybersecurity vendor evaluation is far from a one-size-fits-all decision set. Selection criteria for corporations with large, well-funded IT teams, to which some of the known vendors usually cater for, differ dramatically from platform priorities for small to medium enterprises with budgetary and personal constraints, or an MSP aiming to maximize security service margin. So today, if that's okay, I'd like to focus on these lean teams. And I can advise three considerations that SME and MSP leaders can leverage to evaluate their options and identify the cybersecurity solution that best meet their organization's unique needs.
So you read my mind a little bit. I was going to say every vendor with a security platform solution will be able to tell a CISO or a CTO why it's the perfect solution. But we know from working in security that it's very often not a one size fits all. So what are the contributing factors that CISOs and CTOs should consider when they're evaluating these solutions?
Small security teams need a simple, automated, cost-effective solution. Many vendors claim to have such a platform, but one critical point for comparison, and that's where leaders can leverage independent tests for side-by-side comparison. So again, every vendor tries to market their solution as the best, but independent analyst tests offer objective data points to sift through the hype. And if you're looking at MITRE ATT&CK evaluation, that would be the perfect example of this because it tests platforms against sophisticated threats to replicate real-world results. So that would be a very good example of an evaluation that imitates real-life threats and basically does the same test for all of these different vendors. And then there's a lot of data that as a CISO, as a CIO, as a CTO, you can basically take this data to understand which product produces or gives you the best cost effectiveness or has the best ability to detect and prevent against day-to-day or even advanced persistent threats. And I think one of the best things that we are very proud of at Cynet is that we've actually made history in the most recent MITRE ATT&CK evaluations of 2023. And we are looking forward to the upcoming evaluations, which will take place in a few months. And I think the year-over-year progress in these evaluations demonstrate opportunity for vendors to leverage results for optimization.
When you talk about having made history with the MITRE ATT&CK framework, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So Scinet was able to achieve 100% visibility and 100% analytic coverage in the evaluation. And that was the first time any vendor reached that. 100% visibility basically means that out of the over 100 different attacks that MITRE had tested, Scinet was able to provide a detection for. And not only that, but 100% analytic coverage means that the type of detection that Scinet was able to provide had enough context so that a SOC analyst who would basically go through these alerts would understand exactly what the threat actors that MITRE had simulated did. So it shows you how Scinet, which is a relatively smaller vendor in comparison to other companies that might be post-IPO and a bit more known. And that shows you that Scinet, who usually caters especially for the small, medium businesses sector, is able to provide even better capabilities than some of its competitors, which are much more pricier and cater especially for the enterprises, big enterprises or Fortune 500 companies. A bigger price doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting, you know, a better cybersecurity platform.
So when you talk about, you know, 100% visibility, are you pulling from different threat sources? Are you using AI to kind of do the analysis to use predictive analytics? Can you talk a little bit more about how the product actually did that?
Of course. So as I said, MITRE performs well over 100 different attacks through a 4 days life cycle of the evaluations. And in order to get to this 100% visibility, to be able to have and trigger a detection for each of these 100 and I think 40 attacks, we have to deploy different detection mechanisms in different layers. And that's one of the approaches that we are taking here at Scinet, is that we have many detection mechanisms which back up for one another. So we are using both logic as well as machine learning algorithms in our agent that is installed on these endpoints, but also in our backend in the cloud. And so we can detect any anomalous behavior that is related to users, to files, or to processes that are being executed on the machines, and then correlate all of this data based on our XDR capabilities to generate a detection. So it's a combination of both machine learning and detection rules. And it happens really fast. So it's not just about detection, but it's also about providing a fast response, because the majority of the tests that MITRE conducts is about detection and without any response, without any prevention. Because obviously, if you do protect against something, then they can go on. So they focus on the first 2 days for detection only. And then on the last day, they are testing for protection. Then you have to turn all the protections. And we were able to achieve amazing results there as well. So it's not just about, you know, being aware that an attack is being carried out, but also having the ability to prevent it at an early stage.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Market demand for cybersecurity support is surging, but many managed service providers are intimidated by the time, effort, and expense it takes to launch a high-quality security service until they try Scinet's all-in-one cybersecurity solution. Scinet unifies a full suite of security capabilities on a single platform that's fully automated and backed by 24/7 expert support. No need for multiple security vendors or manual handling. Scinet's all-in-one solution is all you need to launch a full breach protection service. Partners also benefit from exclusive incentives and opportunities to position their leaders as trusted advisors in a fast-growing market. If you're ready to prioritize profit for your team and protection for your clients, visit Scinet.com, that's Cynet.com, to unlock the advantages of all-in-one cybersecurity today.
And now, back to the podcast.
So I know we've talked a lot about how a security platform is a solution for any size business. What about security features for the solution itself? So when we talk about, you know, layered security defenses, does a single solution or a single security platform create a single point of failure? Or what are some of the things that we can do to offset that risk?
So layer defenses are vital, but what are you basically layering? Stacking five single capability security products doesn't equate to layer defense. So basically, you're just layering licenses. Like we discussed, improved risk posture is actually the top reason security teams are pursuing vendor consolidation. An all-in-one security solution layers capabilities for end-to-end protection with a single, simple system. By natively integrating multiple mechanisms for detection and response, a solution like Cynet's gives small teams truly layered defense without the gaps. Of course, as your listeners are no doubt aware, incidents can still happen. And that's why it's essential for security leaders considering security solutions to invest in an offering that also scales their team's expertise. We all know that cybersecurity skills shortage is ongoing, so security leaders must identify solutions that can scale their expertise without adding costly headcount. A cost-effective way to do so is through security solutions that include a built-in MDR 24/7 SOC service. Integrated service advantages include they're intimately familiar with the platform and your environment. You don't need to pay for or manage third-party support, and you actually get 24/7 monitoring and support. And that is a truly layered solution without having to integrate with five different solutions and calling them multi-layered. But in fact, it's just one blanket with many gaps.
So Aviad, we've talked a lot about the different security features, maybe some things that a CISO should look for. What are some of the additional attributes or features that a security platform solution should have?
An effective security suite comprises capabilities for prevention, detection, monitoring, and response. The idea is to minimize your exposure to adversary activities and remediate threats as soon as possible if an incident does arise. Large teams often implement these capabilities with a stack of standalone products, a platform for detection, a platform for response, and so on. But that can quickly compound in complexity and cost. The key for small teams is to identify which solution delivers multiple capabilities. It's no longer necessary to choose a separate platform for each security capability. 75% of organizations are pursuing cybersecurity vendor consolidation. You might think this is motivated by cost cutting, and that's certainly a benefit, but improved risk posture is actually the top reason for consolidation. To maximize those advantages, Cynet consolidates full suite of security capabilities on a single, easy-to-use platform and providing a single pane of glass. So that basically provides better protection for end users, whether it's one of our customers or if it's an MSP, we look out for one of their end customers. And it basically provides higher margin for MSPs as well. So that can be very lucrative. That's another advantage.
Aviad, thank you for being on the podcast with us today.
Thank you for having me.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Heather Engel. We've been talking with Aviad Hasnis, Chief Technology Officer at Cynet Security. Cynet is developing the world's first end-to-end, natively automated cybersecurity platform with 24/7 service, specifically designed to streamline security for lean security teams. Learn more about our sponsor at cynet.com. That's C-Y-N-E-T.com.